This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. So good to see you again. So just want to give you a quick update on me, first of all. I've been in hospital having some neck surgery. It was a relatively small operation, taking out a cyst that didn't need to be there. And thankfully, they were able to do that all nice and straightforwardly. And I'm returning to normal slowly. And my voice hopefully will also return to normal slowly. It's not too bad. So, so this episode is something I recorded before the operation and just gives you an update really on what happened with the shearing and also what's been going on in the valley. Hope you enjoy. Bye for now. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. So we've managed to get through the shearing. We finished all of the... Well, we did the girls first, and then we did the boys. And some of it, you know, the shearing is the shearing with the machine and taking the fleece off. But the other part that you don't often think about quite as much is the whole management of the animals and moving them around. So we fooled them, and the ones that were down in the stable getting their food for breakfast, I just closed the door behind them. And kept them in, and we managed to easily move them. Generally, it was a lot more peaceful this year. I don't know. Hopefully, they appreciated it. Certainly, from our perspective, it was a lot more straightforward. There were still some interesting times and a little bit of wrestling, and they're strong animals. And, of course, they've got a strong neck as well. And there's a couple. There's one that Pridwin, she kind of lifts her neck and she wants to look back at me as I'm shearing her and that kind of stuff. I'm just gently pushing her head back on the ground, put it back on the mat. She likes to lift up her head and turn around and have a nose to nose, have a look at me, what I'm doing. So that's always fun. But some of them have got a very distinctive voice. It's a bit of a genetic thing, and that's interesting. Oh, I recognize this voice, just like your mum. Or I remember them from the last time. It's one of the boys I was expecting. And he's got this, he's got, talks to you. But some of them didn't like it. Oh, they were really unhappy until you let them up, and then they're fine. It's nothing personal. It's just, please don't do this to me. But they're all really enjoying having their fleece off. We've had some reasonably, it's a little bit windy, a little bit cool, but not bad. And, they've had the sun as well, so they've been crashed out sunbathing. They've loved it. And rolling, there's been some bits where they were rolling and I'm thinking, oh yeah, glad I don't have to shear you after that. So it's been good. Good end of the shearing season. It's not long, but it takes about a week for us. We do a few a day rather than doing them all in one hit. It works for us because we're doing it ourselves. And, we had all the combs and cutters sharpened and ready to go. And we got a little clippers, I suppose they call them. And it's got a particular head, which is just the right thing for doing around the eyes and around the head and stuff. And it's interesting. I discovered there's a couple of them. There's a bloodline, actually. They're all related ones. But they get longer fleece, longer... I'm going to call it hair. It looks more like hair, but it actually comes on the edge of the mouth, but it goes into the mouth. So they end up with, it must be a good inch and a half of fleece that goes inside the mouth all the time, sort of tucks in behind the front teeth. It's in the gap in the middle, you know, as the back at the mouth, where the mouth, how do you describe that? Where the mouth opens, that little kind of area. So I was able to fish some of that out. It was pretty disgusting. And just trim that off a bit. And some have got really long hairs that kind of explode out of the nose. Yeah. So a few bits and pieces got tidied up. But that was good. And we got some amazing fleece continued. We were, you know, I mentioned earlier that we'd had some good fleece from different ones. It continued. We kept getting good crop, good bagfuls of fleece, and more than, well, sometimes more than we've, almost more than we've had. A few bits and pieces skin-wise, little sort of waxy plaque type stuff that gets just off the skin, but it's not from the skin. It's a bit higher up in the fleece and in little bits in the fleece, which is indicative of something, but not, which is probably not good. But that needs a bit more sorting through when you're doing the preparation and the cleaning. But otherwise, that's going to be good. So looking forward to doing some stuff with the fleece. Now, that's a good question, isn't it? What do you do with your fleece? It's helpful to have it in a good, strong bag. I quite like the ones we use, which are plastic and quite strong, and therefore they don't easily rip, but I can see what's inside quite easily. And we also put a little slip of paper with the name and the year. And what grade it is, if we got, because often we'll grade the fleeces 1, 2, 3, but mostly we've got an idea what we're going to use the fleece for, and it doesn't need to be separated in quite the same way. So that was a little slip of paper with that, so we can see whose fleece it is. You can probably recognize it anyway, mostly, but when it's a number of whites in a row, you're not quite so sure. But but some of them, it's just lovely what comes as you shear down by the skin, the real kind of colour that they are comes to the fore. That's the place to check. You want to check the colour of an alpaca, that's the place. Down, you open the fleece and that's another skill. But you kind of put your fingers on the surface and then just kind of open it. I don't know what kind of movement is that? I don't know. It's easy. That's one of those things I can't do on the podcast very well, is to tell you how to do that. But down at skin level, you can see the colour. So Alice, who was definitely looking very brown when we sheared her, as she did the first time when she was a career at foot with Millie. But black down at skin level, and she's looking quite smart. Oh, they're all looking smart, actually. And that was nice. We tidied all the bobby socks off, as we call them, the fluffy bits at the bottom of the feet. We released the ropes one at a time, and I just tidy those up so that it doesn't make that much difference, but it's aesthetically, I prefer that look. And aesthetically, actually, I prefer the look of the ones that have been shorn. I like the short fleece look for alpacas. I think, I don't know, well, you can see them all. You can see the whole, they just move so elegantly. They look very, very stylish, very, very elegant when they've got all the fleece off. And when we did the boys, we did Jack. Jack has got such a big, heavy coat. and he looks completely different now. But he must be relieved, except, as I said, we've got this cold wind from the north. Oh, can I have my fleece back, please? They're all right once the sun gets down and gets to the place where they are. And they're more comfortable because they do hang about in the sun. They do. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how to move around. So that's good. So during the shearing and stuff towards the end, I was moving the bags of fleece over to where they're stored. I noticed a bit of a kerfuffle over on the finger where the nest is with the geese, and unfortunately, first thing I saw was the two geese there. The male had come over, so they're both on the end of the finger there, and they both were then seeing off a heron. There'd been a buzzard circling earlier in the day, and then there was the heron, and as the heron was being seen off, I saw the ginger shape of a fox moving in from the other side. Goodness. And then there was the plaintive cry. There is a plaintive cry of a goose that's lost its young. It's so heartrending. Very sad. So I sprinted as fast as I could. I chased the fox off. The heron had already gone, but the chicks had also gone. I'm not sure there were many anyway. I think not many of the eggs had survived. previous attentions of the dogs. And it was just, I was sad. So they were around a bit, and they went, and the geese actually sat on the end of the finger. They just seemed to be sat there grieving. And then after quite a long time, they finished there, and they came off onto the lake, the two of them swimming. And she hadn't been off the nest for weeks and weeks. So that was there. And they're cruising around the lake, and they had their neck, head stretched out, neck close to the water. That's a kind of an aggressive posture. And they really were not happy at all. And it was, it felt like, you look at these things and you kind of try to understand what's going on. But it seemed like there was kind of a grief, but also an anger about the situation. Anyway, they cruised around, and they obviously were not happy. And then they got to the edge near the car park, hopped out, and that seemed to be, they're back with the others, with the other family nearby, back near the alpacas, and they've just adjusted. I think they still feel the loss, but they have adjusted, and they're back in society, as it were, with the others. So that's a sad outcome for that. And that's just the nature of these things, unfortunately. Yeah, but we also heard sounds of the little grebes. So little grebes are around. Now, they've been quiet. I don't know whether that was because they were trying not to make you aware of them. And also saw a family of moorhens. So we thought we just had the one around, but we obviously had a pair. And the chicks were there on the water as well, and they kind of off they went across the water. That was nice to see. That was encouraging. So, yeah, so it's all. And then the swans. Oh, there they go. They keep flying around. I'm not quite sure what they're up to. But they're flying down the lake from this end, up to the top end, probably a better way to describe it, up to the top end by the bridge. I'm not sure they're planning on leaving, but they're just kind of flying around a bit. So they, another little mystery. This is what they're doing. I have no idea what it means. But there we go. So yeah, so another day dawns with nice sun, strong wind from the north, a bit of rain in the night. That kind of stuff. So yeah, we'll see how we get on, and catch you again soon. It's a short one this time, but speak to you again soon. If you can, go spend some time with our alpacas. Appreciate their being shorn, or the babies arriving, or whatever it is that's going on with you where you are. So take care. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.